On Wednesday's front page, the Obama administration greeted China's heir apparent with criticism. Vice President Joseph Biden ran through a long list of grievances, and that was just when he was giving a toast to Vice President Xi Jinping. The economy gave President Obama a lift in the latest New York Times CBS News poll, and an artificial hip remained on the market even after the FDA rejected it because of patient safety issues. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping was met with blunt criticism from Vice President Joseph Biden. Xi was in Washington for a day of high-level meetings. Biden said the U.S. and China could cooperate, quote, only if the game is fair. Biden went on to deliver a long list of grievances during a toast at a State Department lunch. Biden mentioned everything from theft of intellectual property and human rights abuses to China's refusal to back UN sanctions against Syria. When it was Xi's turn, his toast followed the standard diplomatic script, repeating China's demand for mutual respect and urging the U.S. to avoid protectionism. House and Senate negotiators reached a tentative agreement on renewing the payroll tax cut. That'll mean about $20 a week for the average worker. Other provisions would renew jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed and head off a cut in Medicare payments for doctors. The deal takes the payroll tax fight, which had Republicans on the defensive, off the table for the fall election campaign. President Obama's approval rating is rising along with voters' sense that the economy's improving. Mr. Obama's approval rating reached 50% in the latest New York Times CBS News poll. On the Republican side, former Senator Rick Santorum is now in a statistical tie with Mitt Romney. Times reporter Jim Rutenberg has been looking at the poll numbers. Here's his take on what they mean.
Mr. Santorum's strength really points up Mr. Romney's continued weakness with conservatives. Mr. Romney has simply been unable to coalesce the grassroots of his party behind his candidacy. One would have to think that some of this is kind of substantive and structural in his own political persona. He governed as a moderate Republican in Massachusetts. His party right now is in very much of a purist mode. This is the Tea Party era. Mr. Romney's health care plan in Massachusetts is constantly described as the model for Obamacare. Now, there are also some stylistic issues that Mr. Romney appears to be facing. Mr. Romney has been painted during these contests as the rich guy, the businessman. These were all supposed to be strengths for him, and yet still may be. But he's coming off as sort of the 1%, if you will. And while the 1% has been a Democratic and a liberal talking point, it does also seem to be resonating within the Republican Party to a surprising degree this year.
Times reporter Jim Rutenberg. Here in New York, affluent people who are foreign-born tend not to send their children to private schools. An analysis of census data shows 68% of high-income foreign-born households send their kids to public schools. That's nearly double the rate of American-born households that make more than $150,000 a year. The healthcare products giant Johnson & Johnson continued to market an artificial hip overseas after the FDA rejected it in this country because of patient safety issues. The company continued to sell a similar implant here. That one went on the market thanks to a loophole in regulations. It's not clear how many patients got the two kinds of hips after the FDA's decision in 2009. The two devices were phased out late that year and recalled in 2010 amid reports they were failing in thousands of patients. Wednesday's Times follows up on the arrest of a fugitive the British tabloids called Fast Eddie Marr. He's said to have been the mastermind behind an armored car robbery in Britain in 1993. He was the driver. He's said to have made off with £1 million, which is about $1.5 million. He made it to rural Missouri. Until this week, he was working there as a cable installer. His American-born daughter-in-law tipped off the local police. Inside Wednesday's Times, the Syrian government began shelling the city of Homs again. People in Homs said there were times when rockets and tank shells whistled in one neighborhood every 2 minutes. One activist in that neighborhood said the idea of safety doesn't exist anymore. Wednesday's Times says Portugal's debt problems may serve as a warning for Greece. By the broadest measure of a country's ability to repay its debts, Portugal is going deeper into the hole because its economy is shrinking. Economists say the same vicious circle could be taking hold elsewhere in Europe. Spain and Italy also have rising debt-to-GDP ratios despite budget cuts and tax increases. At the same time, new figures show Greece's economy shrank more than expected last year. Wednesday's Business Day section says researchers found a flaw in an online encryption system that's widely used to provide security for internet shopping and banking. The number of users affected is small. The biggest concern is it will undermine confidence in web transactions. The flaw has to do with the way the system generates random numbers, which are used to make it practically impossible for an attacker to unscramble digital messages. There's nothing individual consumers can do about it. The websites they use will have to make changes to guarantee security. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.